W Mobile.
FDJ W and 0TR.
W4DJW Mobile.
Excuse me, how's your day going, Dave? Just sitting here eating some ham salad on a club cracker and having a cup of coffee and just finished mowing grass. Sure looks pretty. But the drawback to fescue is you gotta mow it sooner.
And a week or two ago, I can't remember when it was. But mine's got some that is zoysia and some that's fescued. The shady stuff is fescue. The stuff that's out in the sun is zoysia. And it doesn't have to be cut, but boy, the fescue does. And I cut it, and it's already probably 6 inches high after I cut it, like last week or a week and a half ago. So, yeah, that stuff is high maintenance.
So it was green all winter. It was the only one in the neighborhood. And, you know, we did the same thing. We cut it about 2 weeks ago, but we put a pre-emergent fertilizer on it. Oh, my. It growed like weeds.
But Amy normally orders all of that stuff, and I put it all out. She had, when I walk her out to the car to leave to go to work in the mornings, you can look down the side of the house, and you can see a long row of green grass. And she said this morning, I got to get usually reseed and put all the bug killer and the reseed and the fertilizer and all that out there at one time and do that twice a year. So running a little bit late this year, though, I guess. Or spring is running a little bit early, one. I can't tell.
Both. Yeah, the pre-emergent should be down already, Dave. According to the daughter, they ran Lawn Doctor Greer for several years. And they tell us what to put down, and Amy orders it, and then I pay her for it. We pay her for it. And when we moved here, this was like a desert out there, and the neighbors over there on the, where you used to live, they absolutely do nothing. They got fire ants and dandelions. And Tim, he's finally on the other side, on the west side, he's finally come to the conclusion it costs more for the chemicals than that, and he don't like to do it, so he hires it done now. He mows his own grass, but he hires that done. And
well, people in our neighborhood, they're doing that too. I think it's just because they're getting older. But I still like to do it. I do it mostly with a push mower, with a 20-inch push mower. But if I'm in a hurry, I'll break out the John Deere riding mower that's got about a 40-something inch cut, and it takes about a half hour to do what takes me 2.5 hours to do pushing a 20-inch mower.
The atmosphere, you're going to have to buy one of them $5,000 or $6,000 riding mowers and replace that other one with a lithium ion. But I have the answer for you on this evolution of power and stuff. And, they're showing, let's see, oh, that's up north. Pretty heavy weather the next couple of days. My nephew, I was just talking to him on text, the scientist up in Massachusetts. He just sent me YouTube that has all the answers, but it's only for engineers. So I'll send it to you and maybe Chad and Gary and see what they think. And it's really down to earth. Mike said he sent it to his engineer friends. You'll like it, Dave.
Morning at the Prius in front of me, wasn't paying attention, and I guess he was reading his phone instead of paying attention. At the red light, after it turned green, you know, you wait, you count to five, and they're still sitting there, then they're not watching the light. Anyway, yeah, I look forward to that. I kind of frown on people that put people that are working down. If you're not doing any work and you're putting somebody else down, they're working to make things better, and you're not doing anything to make them better, then you don't have the right to gripe, right? You, what they call us, Monday morning quarterbacks?
That's just funny. It would remind you of some of those Monday morning quarterbacks. It's not really an answer to that. It's just kind of a satirical, shall we say. But, man, This guy's got a vocabulary like you wouldn't believe. Of course, it's all bogus, but you wouldn't believe it. I thought coming from a scientist, that was kind of unusual. Mike's not too much for jokes, but he's a wonderful, wonderful nephew, I'll tell you. Look forward to him visiting later this year. I wish you could meet him, but they'll fly down one of these days. Oh, I'm not looking forward to that weather. That's why we went out and went to the extra effort of getting done today. Oh, by the way, I decided against buying that Avalon. I could probably kick myself, but it's a tool, and at our age, we really don't need it at this moment. And, but my gracious, it was as tempting as a good cherry limeade at the Sonic.
Bought the pickup truck yet either, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to. It doesn't mean you can't if you change your mind. Anyway, I gotta run in here to the post office and drop off these ID cards. I have to do that once a month at least anyway, and I'll be right back out. 10-0-TR-W4-DJW.
Well, okay, Dave, well, thanks for that. I got mine sitting here right on top of my radio. 10-0-TR.
So you'll know who you are, KI4DOS. This afternoon.
All of this energy problem. This is 10-0-TR. My nephew sent me a YouTube, actually, for engineers only. And I told Dave I was going to send it to you and Chad. You're the only engineers I know. And I think the only thing they forgot in this dissertation was the flux capacitor.
Well, as far as me being an engineer, I'm a relocation engineer, I guess. I used to relocate stuff from one point to another.
Oh, this is a good one. I just got it just a little bit ago. I was telling my nephew he's very, very close, and he was concerned about Bernice. And she had an ultrasound today in the post op and everything, and he says she's really looking good, and she's got to go back in 6 months to make sure there isn't any scar tissue or anything. And they're taking her off the Plavix, the blood thinner, and putting her back on her regular blood pressure medicine. So I'm just tickled to death.
Sounds like really good news. I'm glad she's doing as well as she is. And when you go back to the doctor, for the next checkup or whatnot, you tell him that, yes, I know my wife is good looking. You don't have to tell me that. How's her health?
Well, I gotta watch her around Chad. She's awful fond of Chad, you know, and he always gives her a big hug, so I gotta keep my Mark II eyeball peeled on that boy.
I don't think you got anything to worry about, but I don't blame you. You know, I'm the same way about Joey. You know, I try to keep my eye on her, but it don't always mean anything other than I guess I like to watch her. What do you think?
Well, you know me. Never met a stranger. I was talking to this her husband and passed, but she was a Navy wife, and I think maybe twice over up at the casino the other day. The kids, Shelley flew home from Detroit, and Amy, and they treated us to a trip up to throw money away at the casino at Cherokee. But, you know, the Indians have got to live too, so we give our donation every year. We don't lose much, Gary, but have a little fun. Bernice likes those stupid slot machines, and I could care less, but if she has fun at it once or twice a year, it's all right. But Bernice came over there and was talking to me, and I said, I just told this lady she could take me home for $1.98, and she says, sold!
Goodness, that's not enough, no way, shape, form, or fashion. Anyway, Tom, I'm fixing to pull in the driveway here. Good talking with you this afternoon. I just heard you in there. I don't know. I think you were talking to Dave. I don't know, Dave Watson. But anyway, I've arrived here at the house. I've got to jump out and run inside and see what my pretty little bride has made me for supper. And she had chicken laid out, so I'm sure I'll have chicken of some shape, form, or description. But you and Miss Bernice have a wonderful day, what's left of it, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. 73, my friend, and 0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
Okay, Jerry, good to hear you. Yeah, that lady was as old as I am, or a little older, I think, and she was up there with another lady that age, and they go a couple times a year, and we really had a lot of fun just visiting with them. Yeah, Dave's out there, and he's mailing ID cards. He says he's going to do that a couple times a month, so kudos to Dave, and if he's still there, you can say hello, Gary, and say hi to Joy for us, and I'll say 73s and 0TR.